The glitch happened in the Trotwood precinct, where the machine showed 43 people had voted, when in fact 48 people had voted when compared to paper records of the cast ballots. Ellis Jacobs represents the Miami Valley Voter Protection Coalition.
It's a real problem because this is just a random audit. They only found this one problematic precinct, but it could be a symptom of a much larger problem. And even if just one vote is lost by the machine, that's one vote too many.
Robert Diekman, a sales associate with Premier Election Solutions, says this is a new problem that they've not encountered before.
The Election Solutions are dedicating our management team and our IT team to resolving the problem that occurred. And rather than rushing to judgment, we need to take our time and be sure that we have the correct answer. And therefore, we will be reporting to them as to what the solution is and what assurances they have in the future that it will not repeat itself.
But voter advocate Jacobs says it's his hope that the Board of Elections in Montgomery County will conduct an independent investigation as well.
The Board of Elections was very concerned because the machines have been criticized on a number of fronts for mechanical problems, for security problems, and now, as it appears, the machines may not actually count the votes correctly, that's a serious problem for the continued use of these machines.
Montgomery County Elections Director Steve Harsman says that their first step will be finding out the vendor's results before moving forward.
Once we identify exactly what happened, to see if we can mitigate that to ensure it never happens again before we make any final decisions on anything.
Jeff Ortega, a spokesman for the Secretary of State, Jennifer Bruner, says that their office is monitoring the situation as well and will be working with Montgomery County to resolve the issues. The voting machine problems did not affect the outcome of any of the races. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.